Meantime, Wally Hines in Washington. President Obama defending his decision to go after the top-ranking al-Qaeda cleric, who was also an American citizen, Anwar al-Awlaki, killed today by a U.S. airstrike in Yemen. Mr. Obama tells the Michael Smirkanish radio program that al-Awlaki led efforts to kill Americans.
The fact that he is now no longer around to initiate the kind of propaganda that also was recruiting people all around the world.
Coming out saying this is totally fake and phony. We now have the affidavits they used to arrest this used car salesman, drunk pothead. He was just trying to do a drug deal with the very Las Zetas that the Justice Department allows to ship drugs in and ships guns into Mexico. So a cover for Fast and Furious, a pretext to launch war against Iran, and the consensus of experts is Israel has green-lighted an attack and is trying to get the U.S. to do it. Congressman King labels Iran terror plot act of war, says Obama should have troops on standby for a strike, not even having Israel strike. Joining us for the next 30 minutes is Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Schaefer. His bio is too long, but he ran operations trying to kill bin Laden and was blocked. He's best-selling author of Operation Darkheart, and he dropped a bombshell 2 days ago, and we wrote an article about it at Infowars.com on Andrew Napolitano's Fox Business Show. We're going to break in a moment. We'll get kicked off here now, saying that he has an FBI Justice Department source that told him this whole plot was not in the computer system. So this isn't just experts saying it looks phony, it's fake, it's a pretext for war, a political smokescreen. He says he talked to a Justice Department official who has the clearance and said it isn't in the system and it should be. So joining us is Anthony Schaefer. Colonel, good to have you with us.
Oh, thank you for having me back. Good to be on again.
Sir, we're going to break here in just a few minutes, but let's go right to the heart of the matter after the break. Right now, what are your sources saying? Is the attack on Iran right now green light?
Well, you know, that's, I gotta be honest with you. I just met with them again and I went through everything one more time just to make sure everybody's clear. And, I'm getting the same thing. There's just no information, within their systems indicating the background on this, which is a huge red flag for a lot of guys on the inside. Secondly, I gotta tell you, even if there's a desire, Alex, there's really very little military capability. One of the things that was revealed to me is that, yeah, there's been a call that's gone out for capability to do something, but, you know, for worse, everything is really tied up in Afghanistan right now. So, you know, there may be some elements here who are desiring the outcome when we move forward, but I got to be honest with you, the former issue of what you said in your introduction, the issue regarding Southwest border and the Zetas, I really think is driving the train at this point, because I don't think there's any way we could credibly put together a military capability to do anything.
Okay, some stations don't carry this first 5 minutes, so I want to come back, Colonel, and recap all of this, but did I hear you correctly? You talked to your Justice Department source, and they said, yeah, it's not in the system, and basically, if this thing did exist and wasn't a fabrication, it would be in the system, or somebody doesn't want the investigation looked at and has expunged it?
Either one of those are the options we're looking at. Absolutely. The idea is this. You know, people who have the need to know don't have any information that they could look at. And that's incredible, especially at this point in time after this has been out in the news several days. There's normally a great deal of information showing how the investigation came to the conclusions it did. And they're telling me, and I talked to another expert this morning regarding the actual indictment and the details of that. This won't, the actual indictment will not hold up in a court of law, according to my expert. So basically, there's a twofer here, Alex. First, there's no credible information inside the system where people should be able to find it if they have a need to know and right to know the information. And secondly, the experts have looked at the actual indictment are telling me this is not going to hold water when it comes to trial. So that, therefore, you know, and please don't get me wrong, I do believe the Iranians are a threat. There's things that they have done and are doing which are threatening the country. All I'm saying is right now, this one instance does not look to be legitimate from everybody I'm talking to.
All right, well, then the question is, I want to come back, Colonel, and we appreciate you joining us to recap everything you've said and flesh it out in more detail, and then ask, why is this coming forward now, and what's the outcome going to be? Because they're talking about cooking up new plots. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Question: when the next disaster strikes, will you be ready? Answer: yes. If you have top quality survival gear from the survivalzone.com, these days it's wise to keep a survival kit in your vehicle, home, and office. The survivalzone.com specializes in ready to go wilderness, 72 hour, and compact survival kits, plus freeze dried and dehydrated food, MREs, stun guns, non hybrid seeds, and much more. Call 603-838-5933 to be prepared with the survivalzone.com.
T-Rex of Political Talk, Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
My friends, in the last 16-plus years I've been on air, few things I've covered have been as important as we're covering right now. And I got to be honest with you, as bad as things are, you don't know who's good and bad until you get to that crisis moment. And I am heartened by the fact that I have literally, without even trying, seen more than 50 analysts, and I know there's more than that, top Clinton, Bush administrations, you name it, come out, Pentagon people, Colonel Schaefer, FBI people giving him information, Steve Pachinik, Ray McGovern, Bob Baer, coming out saying this Iran situation is totally, totally phony. And these are people who fought Iran. These are not people that are, you know, peaceniks or something. The point is, why has this been manufactured now? Now, Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Schaefer, best-selling author of the book they tried to redact, Operation Darkheart, the guy that had the top Al-Qaeda people in his sights, was barred from killing them pre-9/11, the guy that was persecuted for blowing the whistle but came out stronger on the other side, for Able Danger, you know, a real patriot, Colonel Schaefer, joins us for the next 20 minutes, and then we've got Gerald Celente joining us, and also Dr. Steve Pachinik, who worked in a lot of different black op capacities, including assassinations and overthrowing governments. He called me 10 times yesterday morning. He never ring till I got off the treadmill, went over and talked to him, and he said, look, they're trying to green light a war. He has all the Pentagon sources, but I was just getting some good news from Colonel Schaefer, if you missed the last segment, saying there are people that want to launch this war, but the assets aren't there. So I want to walk through this carefully. But Colonel Schaefer, take your time, because obviously that became a big national news story when you were on Judge Napolitano's Fox Business and said your high-level Justice Department source with a high-level security clearance said it was not in the computers. That sends up red flags. Specifically, what do you mean by red flags? What does this signify? You said you met with the source again today, or did you say yesterday, to make sure you were right about this now that it's such a big story. And then your incredible Pentagon connections, is this green lighted? Because I've had family officers who were just deployed. They won't tell us what it is. They say it's serious. I have other sources that said, well, yeah, you're right. We are being told, look, to back up Israel in an Iran attack to get stuff out of the Strait of Hormuz. But I didn't tell you that. But I know you are high level in the think tanks and the Pentagon connections and, you know, lecture on actual strategy level. And so your security clearance has been as high as it gets. So you've got sources I don't have. So let's walk through here for people the magnitude of this, because a lot of my sources say this is the closest we've gotten to an actual attack on Iran. And you've got Congressman King saying this is an act of war. Obama's got to get the military going. Certainly, this is the biggest drum beating I've seen. And why would they use such a faulty piece of garbage to sell this? You've got the floor, Colonel. Break it down.
Well, thank you. Well, first off, you know, I think it is very clear that the thing that we must do, and this, I've talked to a lot of folks who are of my mind, you know, the last thing we want to do, Alex, is make an enemy of the Iranian people. The Iranian people are Persians, and frankly, they are as fed up with the theocracy which rules them as we are. The thing is, though, we cannot afford to make them an adversary in the process of moving forward. That's why I think the military debate is so important at this point, because some people recognize you want want to have all the different components available to you to do things at the same time, the last thing you want to do is actually do something which will enable the theocracy to actually clamp down even more on the people. And that's the issue right now that I'm being told is really kind of the thing is pushing people back. Now, regarding the history, let me be very clear for your audience so they understand. Look, when I was in Afghanistan, and this is in my book, Darkheart, we found the Iranians were up to no good as early as 03. There's two chapters devoted to an interrogation of a U.S. citizen who was of Iranian descent. His brother was working for the IRGC, and his brother was there in eastern Afghanistan on the opposite side of the country from Iran, paying people to stir up trouble against us. So let me be very clear here. I'm not pro-Iranian by any circumstance of the imagination. I have seen what these people, what the Iranian IRGC has been doing to try to kill our soldiers. So there's no way in heck that I would ever come out for the Iranians. With that said, I think we have to have to understand that we're playing a chess game, and simply, you know, pushing our military towards a kinetic solution is not the best solution here. And what concerns me is that this, as you mentioned in the introduction, this operation just smells, this assassination concept smells of a plot. And let me tell you something. This is an exclusive for you guys. I got to tell you, I was at my publisher yesterday in New York City, and I actually asked him, did you guys leak the outline of my next book? Because, frankly, a lot of the stuff that's in this current plot is actually in a plot line we're working on in my next book. So I got to be honest with you, Alex, I was flabbergasted when I saw this, materialize in the press, because much of this is not only like a Hollywood script. Frankly, you know, we were looking at doing something in fiction which mimics very closely what's going on in this so-called plot. So that's what made me just sit up and say, wow, there's something really wacky about this. And
Well, Colonel Schaefer, for those that don't know, a lot of times different agencies, even different governments, will use plot lines to actually carry out real attacks or fake attacks. They will also, as has been admitted for 12 years that I know of, the Pentagon, the CIA actually pay script writers to write scripts for them, quote, to be able to imagine what terrorists might do. So the fact that you went to your publisher when you were in New York to be on MSNBC yesterday, because I know you were there, you couldn't come on here yesterday, and that you're saying maybe somebody leaked your script and that maybe the White House used it. Is that what you're getting at?
Well, it may be, because, I mean, there's so many parallels there to this thing. And, I mean, frankly, what we're looking at here is a plot where 24 meets the Sopranos, which makes me, you know, obviously it's great for fiction, but I think the reality of which we're faced with is entirely different. I mean, and let me tell you, as an intelligence professional, this used car salesman would be the last individual in the world that I, as a professional intelligence officer, would direct to get in contact with a drug group to become a group of assassins. Let me tell you, on the face of that, you know, that is beyond any operational knowledge that any intelligence officer would do. You just don't trust someone with that lack of focus and training to do something that would be that key and critical to an assassination plot. It's just not done. So
wouldn't you normally go after well-performing former military people or doctors or engineers or people that have shown that they're focused and professional?
There's a term, and you've used it before, called vetting. One of the key elements of any successful intelligence operation, you can ask Bob Baer this. Bob would probably tell you the same thing. The key to a successful intelligence operation is vetting of an asset, to make sure that you test them adequately, to understand, to make sure that they will do your bidding when the time comes. And frankly, this guy was, from as far as I could tell, I wouldn't have used him to do basically a dead drop for me, because I think he's not even that reliable. And the second thing that you need to look at, and I hope your audience looks at very hard, is the wire transfers. My goodness, you know, since the beginning of the current war, everybody's been looking at high-dollar transfers of money. So, again, an intelligence organization with the professional background of the IRGC or the Quds Force, you know, I think they watch us very closely. So for them to make an amateur mistake tells me one of two things. First, there was a radical element within the Quds Force who was just doing doing this on their own, and really kind of want to discredit the other side. And let's not forget that within the Iranian government, there is a huge conflict going on between Ahmadinejad and the other folks who want to do different things. So there is truly a conflict there. So this could well be good news by the fact that there's a visible break within the government, and someone there did this trying to prove a point. But on the other hand, this could be, again, a provocation by someone here who basically wanted this to be caught. And again, I've talked to a number of intelligence professionals, many of which, Alex, are, and again, like you've already said, these guys and gals are not pro-Iranian, but they've told me, based on their experience, because I wanted to make sure I wasn't crazy, that based on their experience, this basic format does not add up to any known format for a successful intelligence operation. If you're related,
but it is, but it does fit the format that we've seen hundreds of times the last few years of the FBI setting up mentally ill patsies,
yes,
or just purely setting people up. And as you mentioned, the affidavit, it's in the news today with those that have seen the affidavit that it was the informant running the whole thing, and this was just some idiot trying to be part of a drug deal and make some money, and it isn't even designed to hold up later. It's just a pretext to launch a war.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Alessio Bastani has been a full-time trader for 6 years, focusing mostly on U.S. stock markets. He writes for the blog LeadingTrader.com, highly visited site, a website dedicated to dismantling no BS information about trading. He currently lives and works in London, England. And we appreciate him joining us today because he caused quite a fracas by saying that the emperor was wearing no clothes. Why do you think they freaked out so bad and tried to imply it was a hoax, but later had to admit that it wasn't a hoax?
Hi, Alex. First of all, let me say thank you very much for having me in your show. It's a great honor. And I'm a big fan of Austin, Texas myself. Love the wizard. But as to why I think it happened. For one thing, I think it was because it was too good to be true, maybe, for someone who's a trader to come on TV and say those things. Because usually, you know, these financial pundits who come on TV, they don't say anything so substantive. They just say the same old crap all the time, you know. So someone actually said something which sounded true. Seemed too good to be true for some of these guys, some of these, media folks. So maybe that was one reason. As for whether it was a conspiracy to discredit me, it's possible. But I don't know for sure.
Well, my point is I've seen other people on other prominent channels. Max Kaiser, for one, coming up later, he had his own BBC show a few years ago and basically said similar things because it's true. And there wasn't this big gasping and freaking out. I mean, I think a lot of it is because this stuff is so transparent now. It's so obvious that the emperor is wearing no clothes that when you pointed it out in a clear and concise way, it freaked them out. I mean, I've talked to people that are invited to Federal Reserve meetings to be let in, you know, to the inside scoop if they're wealthy. And they say things are going to collapse. Here's how we profit. I know a lot of big stock traders. That is their big joke. So what you said was true. You said, hey, you can make a lot of money off this. And so you did let the cat out of the bag, or you let the general public know that they're on the menu for dinner. But let's now talk, you know, unfettered, specifically from your years of trading, why you picked up this worldview and what some of the other traders around you say. I mean, let us into more of the secrets that seem to upset these people so much.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting you mentioned secrets because I don't think they are secrets. You know, I know there's a lot of people, you know, in the general public who don't know about these things, about the fact that traders and even nowadays, with technology, even ordinary people can make money when markets go down. But what I was talking about, I mean, you're right, Alex, because in a way, what I was talking about is what Goldman Sachs has been getting away with for years, which is basically dumping crap on people and then betting against the very same people, you know? So, you know, taking on the opposite side of the action to what they themselves were selling. It happened in the dot-com crash the year 2000. It happened in the Great Depression in the 1930s. It happened in the housing bubble and the housing crash. So what I was saying to people is, look, these guys, these bankers, these idiots who got us into this mess in the first place, these guys are already making money by betting against you, by betting against everybody, the stock market. So now it's your turn, you know. Don't be a chump. I'm not suggesting people should go out there and gamble with their money. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, what I was trying to get out there is, there are ways that you too, and whether you're listening from home or anywhere, that you too can get on the same game that these guys have been doing for years. So I don't think it's a big secret, but some people obviously thought, well, this stuff is new.
Well, some have likened it to suicide bankers. Max Kaiser, you know, tells that documented story in the 9/11 Commission of a guy who stayed at his desk, even though the building was on fire, to make trades betting against airlines. And, you know, he made $5 million, but he died. It's almost this target psychosis or narcosis where they get so obsessed with the mission that they're wrecking society. It's not free market. It's government has allowed them to do this and allowed certain inside players. And we saw the Timberwolf emails connected to the big banks saying, look at my dumb idiot customers. Man, they're morons. I'm going to sell them this SH blank T. Ha, ha, ha. You have earthquakes in Japan or earthquakes in the U.S. And invariably Goldman Sachs and other brokers put out the Twitter. Oh, my wallet fell. I mean, just a total disconnection from humanity. Give me your view on that, because you know, that's really what you were hitting upon was the predatory nature.
See, the thing is, I'll be honest with you, Alex. Look, when I'm looking to short the markets, you know, in layman's terms, you know, bet against the markets or make money downwards, I don't really think of it. Maybe I should think of it from a human standpoint, but I don't. For me, it's just, you know, a job. You know, it's in the same way that the carpenter, you know, makes buildings, you know, houses, and in the same way that the plumber fixes pipes, a fireman does his job. For me, betting against the markets and selling short when markets crash, it's just part of the game. You know, I don't really think of it in those kind of terms. Whether people are, you know, the fact is the companies are going bankrupt and people's jobs and pension is going down with it. I mean, I know it sounds terrible, but that's the truth.
Being honest about the current system. I mean, that's like with Bonnie and Clyde. They asked Clyde, why do you rob banks? He said, that's where the money's at. Or you've got the parable of the scorpion and the frog. And the scorpion says, take me across the river. And the frog says, you're going to sting me and kill me. He said, no, I promise, I'll be friendly. Take me across and I'll be nice. So the frog says, nice frog, says, get on my back. And when they go over the other side, the scorpion stings him and the frog's in pain, dying. He says, why'd you kill me? He said, I'm a scorpion. And so I guess in a way, we're the sheep here to be gang raped and the vampires are here to feed. And then they even call it free market. So the grassroots calls for socialism, which only helps the bankers more because now they can consolidate power and suck it off offshore. And I mean, it's kind of our bug-eyed, sheepish, mentally retarded lot to just sit here and be gang raped.
Right. I would say this, Alex. A lot of people do think that people who sell short, people who are betting against the markets, making money when the markets crash, that it's immoral. I personally do not believe that. I don't accept that view. Short sellers provide a good service to the markets. We can't do without them, basically because for two reasons. They provide liquidity in the markets. There's more activity, more liquidity, more
money.
And
it also brings balance from a rational exuberance. You must have missed what I was saying. I think you're a good guy. You're being honest. We could short big, evil, corrupt companies we don't like. I purely get it's just a tool, force of nature. I'm talking about Goldman Sachs, Bank of America, J.P. Morgan, the insiders who are exempt from SEC rules, whose former officers sit in the Federal Reserve and SEC, who've gotten tens of trillions of banker bailout money to back up their derivative crap, because you were bringing up people selling garbage. I'm talking about listing garbage as AAA. That's criminal. And that's what I'm talking about. You know, you were getting off into, you know, on the show that I saw on BBC about Goldman Sachs, you know, making money in downtimes and they rule the world. And they were freaking out about that. So, I mean, that was just them freaking out about the obvious. I was just going further to the point of the rest of the story. You started to allude to how they're selling people toxic assets.
That's right. Yeah. Well, that's absolutely true. And I would agree with you 100% because Goldman Sachs has been behind, as I mentioned, almost every major crash in history. And a good example is the dot-com.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG. no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com, the main name in military supply.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
But now we're going to get into solutions with G. Edward Griffin, but I also want to get into problem, reaction, solution. So we're going to cover that first. G. Edward, Fast and Furious. Now we learn it's more like Iran-Contra. Covered it earlier on the Wednesday show, where it's admitted that the U.S. government allows drugs to be shipped in by select cartels, then actually ships them the guns, doesn't just allow them to leave gun shops, and then gives it to cartels to wipe out their enemy and then recycle the crisis and blame the Second Amendment for it. Now the Attorney General has been caught perjuring himself, but I noticed that Issa and others are saying, come in and change your testimony. We understand it was a mistake, because we've learned that Fast and Furious, under another name, is at least 5.5 years old and goes back to the Bush administration, allowing the Sinaloa cartel to bring in drugs in exchange for protection and guns to wipe out their enemies. And that is actually in Hawaiian papers, Texas papers, El Paso Times, but it's not getting national attention. I think this is one of the most red-handed examples of problem, reaction, solution I've ever seen. So your view on Fast and Furious and how important problem, reaction, solution has been in history.
Well, it's certainly been important, hasn't it, Alex, in our history in America, because for many years, actually long before the first Bush administration, there have been forces within the United States government who have wanted to have an excuse to change the character of the government and the character of life in the United States. This goes back, actually, to the turn of the last century. You may be familiar, we came across the testimony of Norman Dodd, who was the chief investigator of the tax-exempt foundations shortly after the end of World War II. And his testimony was absolutely stunning because he interviewed the heads of some of the largest tax-exempt foundations in the country at that time. And we're talking about the Carnegie Endowment Fund for International Peace. We're talking about the Ford Foundation and the Rockefeller Foundation and so forth, the big giants. And his testimony was startling because he found out that these foundations were deliberately spending huge amounts of money to create crises, to create conditions of chaos inside the United States as a stimulus to the American mind so that they would be willing to accept drastic changes in the way we live. Their goal, as expressed by, I think his name was Norman Gaither at the time, one of the big foundation heads, he said, Mr. Dodd, he said, well, our instructions are, our motive, our goal is to change life inside the United States so that it could be comfortably merged with the Soviet Union. Now, this was his exact words, and Dodd said that he almost fell off his chair when he heard that. He said, how in the heck can anybody in their right mind expect to change life in the United States so that it could be merged with the Soviet Union and by inference with all of the other nations of the world, especially of them, many of them being dictatorial in nature? That means that the United States would have to give up its cherished freedoms, its judicial system, its way of life, its everything that we cherish, freedom of speech, our rights, and so forth. And the answer came with, they'll be glad to do that if it's seen by them as a means of protecting them against a dreaded enemy of some kind. And so the Carnegie Endowment Fund and all these other groups decided that they would do everything they could to manipulate the United States into war and to keep us in war for as long as possible. Because under conditions of warfare with a dreaded enemy always portrayed to us, we are, in fact, willing to give up all of those cherished things. Well, that was back in the 1940s that he discovered all of this, and now here it is 2011, and all of the things that Norman Dodd said, that'll never happen, they could never bring about those changes, it's already happened. What's the difference between life in the United States today, at a deep level, and all of the totalitarian systems of the world? There's so little difference anymore, and those differences are being whittled away as we speak. So it's actually come to pass, and as you say, it's problem and it's solution. You know, it's we create a problem, then we offer a solution, and then we move, and that creates a problem in itself, and we have another solution, and each little step along the way moves us closer and closer to the ultimate goal. Well, the ultimate goal, as I've said before, is to change life inside the United States so it can be comfortably merged with all of the nations of the world, regardless of their sociological, economic or political characteristics, to bring about this new world order, as they like to describe it. This is the goal, and it's the kind of a new world order that I'm sure most Americans would not like if they fully could understand it and perceive what it is. So, yeah, it's a definite strategy. It's a tactic. It's not just happening by blind, random forces of history at all. It's been planned, and it's being executed in exactly that fashion.
It certainly is, and we've got to counter them. I mean, never before has it been more obvious how criminal these elites are, and that they're gaining monopoly control through government, and then they fund the opposition to call for more government, which is like throwing, you know, the rabbit into the briar patch. Oh, please don't throw me in there. Looking forward into the future. I mean, I see a lot of hope because people really are waking up quick, those that can be reached. I mean, I really see kind of a dichotomy or a paradox where either people are getting more into the trance and deeply asleep, or they're getting more awake. So I see a clash coming.
Well, you certainly are correct on that. Excuse me for my phone ringing. I keep putting it on hold, but it doesn't seem to stick.
Hey, it's real. It's real, G. Ever, we love it.
It's very real. My phone rings all the time here. I wish I could just unplug it. But anyway, where were we?
I was getting into the fact that there's a clash of...
Clash, of course, yeah. I think what we see is on the encouraging side, we see a rising tide of public awareness. And that's very encouraging. But we also see on the other side a rising tide of totalitarianism. And these forces are rising at the same time. And it's sort of nip and tuck to see which one is going to overpower the other. I believe that the answer to that question would definitely be known within our lifetime, certainly your lifetime, probably mine. In other words, it's not too far away. It's coming to a head.
G. Edward, continuing along that line, the authoritarians, the collectivists, do know we're waking up to them. They admit that in their own Cass Sunstein White House memos. They're scared. They're concerned. And I think that's the most important message here, is that they're not all-powerful. They can be beaten. They try to teach us that resistance is futile, like the corporate Borg in Star Trek. But every man, woman, and child, every religion, every race, every group out there needs to realize that every little thing they do towards liberty and freedom and waking others up and resisting adds together to defeat the collectivist. So it's like our free will, by doing little actions, adds to a liberty collective and an individual collective that they can't track or control, that isn't cookie cutter, that is going to defeat their Borg system.
Well, I agree with that. And also there's another element, Alex, and you've heard me talk about it a lot, and that is that knowledge by itself, and even sheer numbers by themselves, as important as they are not as important as what you do with that knowledge and what positions those numbers hold, the people that represent those numbers. What positions do they hold in society? In other words, do they have power? Are they running things? Are they leaders? Do people follow them and listen to them? Or are they just sort of rank and file? And so one of my big themes with the organization that we founded, called Freedom Force International, is to motivate people to network together so that they can help each other come into positions of leadership and influence in society. We call it coming to power. Coming to power is more important, well, certainly more important than just knowing what's going on. I mean, you can watch what's going on and complain, wring your hands and say, oh, my goodness, this is terrible. I wonder how it's going to turn out.
Well, that's what the CFR is all about. As you know, British Intel set it up to take over the U.S. again in 1922, mm-hmm. is they go out and recruit already prominent people and offer them more power to be part of this structure where they admit they're trying to create this continuity of agenda. And there's this idea that the establishment puts out that freedom fighters are supposed to live in a ditch, talk to people over a tin can, and have no power. No, it's the opposite. We have to build media organizations. We have to give to Ron Paul. We have to give to Freedom Force. We have to give our time, our energy.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. You all know I've worked for years with Steve Shank and eFoods Direct. I have eFoods for my own emergency food supply. You know, Steve, life is different now for all of us, isn't it?
Very different. People are using this great food to survive the present hurricane season, and we've already had $40 billion worth of damage from floods, storms, quakes, and droughts. And that's just the first 8 months of this year. Natural disasters are newsworthy, but only touch a few of us Americans. The huge issue of the greatest depression is on everyone's mind. The unemployment, the loss of homes, lost businesses, and skyrocketing food costs are hitting every American. So everyone needs food security.
Folks, this month you will get free shipping on every food order from eFoods Direct. That's right. Every order gets free shipping starting September 6th. Get stocked up with the best durable foods out there with eFoods Direct, and be prepared for any emergency before it happens. To take advantage of this special, call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you can be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriot e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Off with the one, the only, Max Keiser. Now, we've talked about a lot of issues with Max in the past, the gulag economy, the fact that banks were going to start charging you to keep money, and in this cashless society that they would basically force people onto a digital plantation where you're actually charged for the right to engage in commerce, kind of a global private tax to the bankers. It's all happening. The Euro dictatorship trying to swallow what's left of their sovereignty. It's self-run by private banks, admitting it's undemocratic. John Major coming out, who was the architect of the major treaty getting England into the Euro, saying it's a terrible thing. We're going to talk about Occupy Wall Street, all these new bank fees. It is all coming up. Democrats throwing Obama under the bus. And Max is also doing big things over in Europe with the first of its kind economic conference. It's all coming up in this in-depth interview with Max Keiser. Max, great to have you here with us.
Always a pleasure to be with you, Alex Jones.
A few weeks ago, a trader came out, a stock trader, on BBC, and it made huge news. And he was an independent trader, and he said that Goldman Sachs rules the world, and there's a global occupation of bankers. It basically sounded like a replay of Max Keiser or Alex Jones, and everybody freaked out, and they, dozens of publications, Washington Post, you name it, BBC, you had to come out and say, yes, this is really a real person, this was a real interview. Now stating the obvious, they have to ask, is the guy a real traitor? Why does that get everybody so freaked out? But then when you talk about it on big international television or even on BBC with your own show, it doesn't get as much attention.
Well, the big interesting part of the Rustani interview that you're referring to, what made it really interesting and newsworthy was the reaction of the BBC presenters who have been cuckolded by the banking industry and lied to for years and years that they are doing the right thing and the good thing. And so they were like a spouse who suddenly finds out that their wife or husband is cheating on them. You know, these BBC presenters were told in public that the banks are actually trying to screw them and that they're all crooked. And so they had this reaction, this overreaction, this melodramatic reaction on TV.
Oh, ridiculous. Who could say that? Oh, who ever heard of that? He says fish swim in the sea. Ooh.
So that's what made it a classic TV moment. And I think that's just part of the overall global insurrection against banking occupation, as I call it. It's peeking its way into the mainstream media. It's poking through the wall and these...
It's seeping into the matrix.
Yep, the shafts of light of what's really going on are now beaming into the very controlled media situation. So this is a part of that, and it's growing. I'm just reading a tweet right now from Lucy Kavanaugh, who's with Russia Today, and she is saying that there's a crowd outside of Jamie Dimon's house on the Upper East Side of New York City chanting USA, USA. So as you know, Alex, we've been talking about the fact that the real people behind the banking terrorist network are principally Lloyd Blankfein and Jamie Dimon. We've been telling people that they need to focus their attention on these two characters. Now, Jamie Dimon is suddenly being called out for the financial terrorist that he is. The facade has been torn away, and people now understand that if you really are for USA, USA, that you would want this terrorist at Guantanamo Bay or waterboarded or something like that, because he is destroying your economy more than anyone else in the world today. So finally, people understand who the villain is in this story. And this is growing. And your show has, of course, been a big part of that. And I think your call to go after the Fed is also very important, because Jamie Dimon is on the board of directors of the New York Fed, as well as being the CEO of J.P. Morgan. And the Fed is really the sub-level, which is the level that needs to be attacked. And I know you were down in Texas, and I saw the video down there in Texas. And it makes, you know, perfect sense. I hope people like Naomi Klein, who is now resurfacing again, you know, she was a big name during the anti-globalization movement of the late 90s. And she's kind of taking ownership of the Occupy Wall Street demonstrations and protests. I hope that she understands and begins to talk about the Federal Reserve Bank and what they do and their role in this occupation in our own country by these foreign-owned terrorists, the bankers.
Well, Max, let me raise that to you specifically, because 2-3 weeks ago, I reached out to Occupy Wall Street. I sent reporters all over the country. They really were grassroots. Now in San Antonio, in Dallas, in New York, in D.C., the people that have gotten control of it are Democratic Party operatives in many cases. And they say no Ron Paul signs, no protest the Fed. The Fed is federal. And then they say to us, how dare you not go after Bank of America, Goldman Sachs, Citigroup, Wells Fargo. And I'm like, those are the big mega banks that own the shares of the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve is how they get their government power. It's how they get their trillions in bailouts. So I'm saying take out their power, take out their fortress, then we can get the little buggers inside. And just like the mainline Tea Party got co-opted by Republicans, now they don't want to go after the Fed. When it all started with Ron Paul 4 years ago, now they want to be led by Herman Cain, the former head of the Fed in Kansas City. And it's the same thing with the Democrats now, and the Fed coming out and endorsing Occupy Wall Street in a hope of blaming mainline Main Street and the tens of thousands of legitimate companies on Wall Street. Instead, now it's this class warfare thing, exactly what mainline Democrats want. And it makes me very, very sad, because I wanted to embrace Occupy Wall Street. And I know it's a diverse group, but the people that the mainstream media gives attention are people like Michael Moore, you know, saying, let's get rid of capitalism. That's the problem. No, the problem is monopoly capitalists that you talk so much about, these monopoly men. So what's your message to them? Am I right in what I'm saying, or am I wrong? Should I embrace Karl Marx right now on air?
Well, as you can imagine, I'm in pretty close contact with the organizers of Occupy Wall Street, principally David DeGraw, who's one of the two or three top people who brought the whole thing to life. And I, you know, he and I have been talking about this lack of a specific demands for the groups. And my issue, the risk that I put forward is that as the movement gets bigger and bigger and bigger without a specific goal, it's ripe to be co-opted. And I saw evidence of this just a few days ago when Unilever, which owns Ben & Jerry's ice cream, came out in favor of Occupy Wall Street. So that's a very bad development when a foreign corporation, in this case a Dutch company, Unilever, and they have their fake organically driven Ben & Jerry's ice cream front come out and start to co-opt this movement for corporate sales purposes, you know you're on a slippery slope down to irrelevance. And this is the problem is not having a specific goal. If Occupy Wall Street said our specific goal is to demand that Jamie Dimon steps down as CEO of J.P. Morgan and from the New York Federal Reserve Bank chair position.
Or demand a return of Glass-Steagall, or that the trillions of stolen bailout be clawed back, or...
Right, but I mean, those demands require a bit more process and time, whereas a regime change, like Hosni Mubarak in Egypt, I mean, once he got the message, he had to step down. So Jamie Dimon...
Yeah, so we put out a simpler demand to show the power of the movement that makes sense. Hey, step down Jamie Dimon, and by the way, we want criminal investigations.
Right. And now people will say, well, you know, if you take one Jamie Dimon away, 10 more like him will take his place. That's true. But you did demonstrate that the power of the group to affect the regime change, and if they put up somebody else who's like Jamie Dimon is a financial terrorist, then he's going to have to step down too. So the regime change is a very specific goal. If you did this, then Unilever and Ben & Jerry's would not want to attach themselves to your movement because suddenly it's got a specific goal and they themselves rely on Jamie Dimon for financing and J.P. Morgan for financing. So by law, their fiduciary responsibility would preclude them from being anywhere near the Occupy Wall Street demands. So this is why having a specific goal is paramount to galvanizing an action that will allow this movement to have some success. Otherwise, it's just going to get bigger and bigger and bigger until it's co-opted by corporate America, and you'll start to see commercials on TV with Ben and Jerry down at Occupy Wall Street eating some new flavor of ice cream like, you know, Occucream Pie or something like that. Yeah, and it'll become just another part of that American fudge that just kind of permeates everything that we do, where everything's great, don't worry, Disney is here to rescue you, and it just goes down the drain.
I tried to reach out to these groups, and the so-called leaders of it, they claim there's no leaders, but you know, there really are Democratic Party operatives, move on, they're all involved, and it's just the left wing of the same military-industrial banking complex. I mean, look at Obama, the wars, the torture, the extrajudicial killings, and now quoting Bush statements by his evil lawyers, you know, as the excuse for him to act as an imperial legate.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.